Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we join together and begin our day in reading God's Word. Today we are in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. And here the Apostle Paul is writing about the expected return of Christ and how it has caused confusion among the Thessalonians because there were those who believed that the day of the Lord had already occurred. And Paul seeks to correct this notion, and he speaks of the wicked one who will be opposed to Christ. This chapter concludes with Paul encouraging the Thessalonians to remain faithful to the truth which Paul has taught and reminding them that they were chosen for salvation. And of course, God's saving word for us this week has been encouragement. So let's begin reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to be with him, I beg you, my friends, not to be so easily confused in your thinking or upset by the claim that the day of the Lord has already come. Perhaps it is thought that we said this while prophesying or preaching, or that we wrote it in a letter. But do not let anyone deceive you in any way, for the day will not come until the final rebellion takes place and the wicked one appears, who is destined to hell. He will oppose every so-called God or object of worship and will put himself above them all. And he will even go in and sit down in God's temple, claiming to be God. Don't you remember, I told you all this while I was with you. Yet there is something that keeps this from happening now, and you know what it is. At the proper time, then, the wicked one will appear. The mysterious wickedness is already at work, but what is going to happen will not happen until the one who holds it back is taken out of the way. Then the wicked one will be revealed. But when the Lord Jesus comes, he will kill him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him with his dazzling presence. The wicked one will come with the power of Satan and will perform all kinds of false miracles and wonders and use every kind of wicked deceit on earth on those who will perish. And they will perish because they did not welcome and love the truth so as to be saved. And so God sends the power of error to work in them so that they may believe what is false. The result is that all who have not believed the truth, but have taken pleasure in sin, will be condemned. We must thank God at all times for you, friends, you whom the Lord loves. For God chose you as the first to be saved by the Spirit's power, to make you his holy people, and by your faith, in the truth. God called you to do this through the good news we preach to you. He called you to possess your share of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, our friends, stand firm and hold on to those truths which we taught you, both in our preaching and in our letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and in his grace gave us unfailing courage and a firm hope, encourage you and strengthen you to always do and say what is good. And today's key verse is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, where Paul writes, "May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and in his grace gave us unfailing courage and a firm hope, encourage you and strengthen you to always do and say what is good." You know, beloved, the devil just isn't going to leave us alone. And if he can't steal away our salvation, then he's going to try to steal away our effectiveness, our testimony, on this earth bring confusion. And you can just look at all the stuff that's on television that passes as Christianity and know that the church itself is confused. I don't know what the world is. It's got to be really confused if it's trying to determine what Christianity means by what they see on television. But the bottom line is that there's always somebody stirring the pot. And in this case, somebody was telling the believers in Thessalonica that the day of the Lord had already come, and therefore everybody else, they've missed it. You know, God's already concluded his program, and we're just stuck here on earth. We'll not ever go to heaven. And Paul writes back and has to correct this error. And the big question that I find, it says, then that which hinders is taken out of the way, then the evil one is going to be destroyed. That withstands, or a couple of different ways that it's translated in the Greek. And some people have met that to be that it's the church, that when the church is taken out of the way, then sin will run rampant and the man of sin will have his day on this earth. And if that is true, beloved, then we understand that means we have another responsibility, that not only do we do good and let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and worship the Father, but also that our presence holds back the power of sin. That's something we really need to consider when we think about what our purpose is on this earth in these days. Let's pray. Lord God, help me to remain firm and strong in faith and to hold fast to your teachings. My hope is in you. Continue to guide me in the way of your truth and strengthen me to always do and say what is good. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul ask the Thessalonians to pray for him and his co-workers. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.